Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast for Friday, the 26th of June, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So it's been an exciting week, actually. We only look like had one day that went backwards. The four other days this week have all been positive, including today. So let's start with we're starting with the daily stats today, and once we've completed those, we'll move on to the weekly stats. So the daily stats for Friday the 26th of the 6th, 2020, the daily volume was 1.78 billion. And that's down slightly from 1.95 billion yesterday. This is the impressive part. This, and along with the next couple of stats, the positive gain today was 2.51%, and that's up from minus 1.13% yesterday. So that's a huge turnaround, and a great turnaround at that. There was 491 ASX resource stocks traded today, and that's down slightly from 495 yesterday. However, this is one of the exciting parts of today's stats. Of the 491 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, 240 had a gain, and that's up significantly from 106 yesterday. There are 120 with no gains, and that's up from 106 yesterday. And there are 131 with a loss today, and that's down significantly from 283 yesterday. So very positive signs there, with a lot more gains today, and obviously the positive average percentage gain as well, being 2.5%. So some great stats there to show a healthy market. So let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they are: at number one, we have Chase Mining Corporation, ASX code CML, and that had a percentage gain of 105.26% today. So congrats to holders on that stock, over 100% return. That's fantastic. Congrats. At number two, we have Pacifico Minerals Limited, ASX code PMY. It had a percentage gain of 42.86%. At number three, we have Minrex Resources Limited, ASX code MRR. It had a percentage gain of 40% today. And then equal number four / five is Caravel Minerals Limited, ASX code CVV. And equal with that was Taruga Minerals Limited, ASX code TAR. And they both had a percentage gain of 27.78% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Some nice gains there today. Let's look at the best performing commodities for today. And there were four of them. There was gold, copper, lead and zinc, all performing well. The highest traded ASX resource stock today was Chase Mining Corporation, ASX code CML. And 27.47% of the company was traded today. The best performing project locations, and there was a good mix of good performance today, but Murchison District and Lachlan Fold Belt were the two best performing project locations. Let's look at the average top 20 staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months. And that's sitting at 49% average today, and that's down from 58% yesterday. So that's another good strong signal that more money is going into companies that are spending more on projects. Let's look at the ERP stats today, and that will conclude the daily stats, as we'll do the overview for the best performing weekly stock today, not the daily. So let's finish off the daily stats today with the ERP statistics. There was 142 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 140 yesterday. And this is a nice turnaround as well. The average percentage gain loss was 1.21% at positive today, and that's up from minus 2.19% yesterday. So some really good turnaround and some strong statistics today. The volume for the ERP statistics was 513 million, and that's down slightly from 530 million yesterday. And only one of the top 20 best performing stocks today use an ERP software solution. So that concludes our daily statistics for Friday, the 26th of June 2020. We'll now move on and do the statistics for week ending the Friday the 26th of June 2020. So let's look how the week went, and again it was another positive week. Okay, so we'll start with the weekly volume, and that's up significantly to 8.23 billion, and that's up from 6.34 billion last week. So a nice significant increase in volume this week. The average percentage gain was also a huge increase from last week. This week it finished at 5.23% average percentage gain for all the 537 stocks that traded this week, and that's up from 1.89% last week, so another huge jump in the percentage gain for this week. As I just mentioned, there was 537 ASX resource stocks traded this week, and that's down from 540 last week. Of the 537 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, there were 272 with a gain, and that's up significantly from 225 last week. There were 65 with no gain, that's down slightly from 88 last week. And there were 200 with a loss, and that's down from 227 last week. So all positive signs here for this week. And let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were, at number one is Chase Mining Corporation, ASX code CML, and it had a percentage gain for the week of 160%. At number two, we have Metalloy City Limited, ASX code MCT. It had a percentage gain of 150% this week. At number three, we have Rivers Gold Limited, ASX code RGL. It had a percentage gain of 100% this week. At number four, we have Nex Metals Exploration Limited, ASX code NME. It had a percentage gain of 81.82% this week. And finishing off at number five is Rox Resources Limited, ASX code RXL. It had a percentage gain of 74% this week. So a huge congrats to all holders of those stocks, and in particular those ones that had more than 100% gain this week. That's a huge week for the shareholders of those top five companies. So congrats again. So let's look at the best performing commodities for this week. And they were gold, nickel and copper, all performing very well this week. The highest traded stock for this week was Chase Mining Corporation, ASX code CML, and 41.33% of the company was traded this week. So huge activity for Chase Mining this week. The best performing project location, and again this was sort of mixed, but the best ones were Paterson Range, Lachlan Fold Belt and Murchison District. All performing well, but there was a good mixture across the board of good performing project locations this week. Let's look at the top 20 average spend versus staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months, and that's increased to this week at 50.55%, which is meaning that over the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 50.55% are spending on staff admin, leaving the remainder in spent on projects. And that's up from 43.97% average staff admins spend last week. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. There was 147 ASX resource stocks traded this week that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 146 last week. It was a nice positive percentage gain this week of 2.18%, and that's up from minus 0.71% last week. Volume is down slightly this week to 2.7 billion, down from 2.9 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish today's podcast off with the best overview of the best performing stock, ASX resource stock for this week. And that was, let's start with, the best performing company this week was Chase Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code CML. Let's start with their projects, and they have a number of projects in exploration throughout Canada and also Australia. As far as their spend over the last 12 months, they've spent just over $1 million on projects and just under $500,000 on staff admin. So that's approximately 32% spent on staff admin, leaving the rest spent on projects. So that's a good signal that the majority of the money is going into the projects. They currently have, as of this end of last quarter, $1.5 million in the bank, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raises. Their current market cap is sitting at just over $12 million, and they have just over 318 million shares on offer. And as far as this year, their share price started at 2 cents. It's now trading, as of close of trade today, 3.9 cents. So that's nearly 100% gain for 2020. So let's look at the shareholders, and we'll start with the directors of the company. And combined, they own approximately 10% of the company, so that's a nice strong shareholding with the directors. And as far as the top 20 shareholders are concerned, the percentage for that is just over 50%. So some loyal shareholders there and a strong top 20 shareholding. So that's the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for today, for this week, sorry, which was Chase Mining Corporation, ASX code CML. And we hope you've gained some valuable insights and feedback with our daily and weekly statistics in our podcast today. And if you have any suggestions on anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening and have a great weekend.